Now, Yasmin Catley appeared on Ben Fordham's program this morning, staring down opposition to the controversial new youth bail laws from within her own party. Now, the left faction are meeting in relation to this. They're gathering at Redfern. They want changes to it. Now, it's a very narrow scope we're talking about here in relation to these. As I've said repeatedly, they apply to people between 14 and 18 charged with committing certain serious break and enter and motor vehicle theft offences while on bail for the same offences. So all the other offences they may create are not covered by the new bail laws, but the left are jumping up and down. So too is the Shadow Attorney General in New South Wales, Alistair Henskins, I guess for different reasons. Alistair, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
What's your opposition to the bail laws, which I would think would be different to the opposition from the left wing of the Labor Party?
Well, Ray, I think what we're seeing now is that you can't solve complex issues like youth crime by media events. And it's all starting to blow up in Chris Minns's face. 3 weeks ago, they called a press conference announcing what they said was a great new package with regard to youth crime. But it consisted of most of the money for Moree only. Now, there are problems in Moree, but this is an issue that faces regional areas across the state, not limited to Moree. And then these bail reforms. Now, as you've correctly identified, the bail reforms themselves have more holes than a piece of Swiss cheese. It only applies for 14 to 18-year-olds. It only applies to limited offences. So, for example, these new bail laws, they won't apply to knife crimes, to sexual assaults, to a whole range of serious criminal offences. And there's a new test which has never been the subject of any bail laws before, which is highly subjective and has yet to be seen whether actually it will result in any change at all. And most importantly, neither the packages that were announced nor the bail changes would, for example, deal with the 11-year-old boy from Dubbo who had been before the courts on 70 different occasions. So it seemed to be, as Alex Smith said today in the Sydney Morning Herald, a knee-jerk response that was really unlikely to do very much at all. Despite that, there was a revolt in the Labor caucus by the left 3 weeks ago, which was leaked to the media. And now apparently the left are calling a meeting in Redfern tonight, led by Darcy Byrne, to challenge the whole laws as inadequate and as limited in their changes as they are to the state conference of the Labor Party.
Now, I'll just take this point that you've just made about, sexual assault or knife laws, but let's say someone, waving a knife at someone, a 15-year-old. So they come before the court, and this time they've had a break and enter, and they've used a motor vehicle they've stolen. The magistrate looks at it and says, now, I've got to find a similar offence here, but this knife offence is not a similar offence. So, in other words, I'm going to grant you bail because you're back before me on a different offence. And is that my reading of it correct?
Well, first of all, they've got to be bailed for a motor theft offence or a serious breaking and entering offence.
Right.
And then when they're brought back before the bail authority, the magistrate, or if there's an appeal, has to form a view whether there's whether they have a high degree of confidence that they won't commit a serious indictable offence in the future. If they have a high degree of confidence that they won't, then they can grant bail. But if the offence that they've been bailed for previously was a knife crime, then none of this will apply to them.
Because they have to be on bail for similar offences, that being either a serious break and enter or a motor vehicle theft.
That's right.
Okay. All right. As I've said, it's got more holes than you've exemplified than Swiss cheese, and for different reasons the left wing are opposed to it. But Yasmin Catley says she won't be going to the meeting as police minister, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see how useless the laws are when they're enacted.
But I think, Ray, also the problem, yesterday there was an event in Moree where, three different planes flew up there and there was a cast of thousands, and no doubt it was a good a feel-good event. But within hours of everyone leaving Moree, there was then a crime committed with a machete and so on, an alleged crime committed with a machete. The reality is that you can't solve these issues by having press conferences and media events. And as great as probably the rugby league programs that they spoke about yesterday will be for individuals, it really raises the question, why, when New South Wales had the most successful grassroots sports program in Australia through Active Kids, why did Chris Minns cut that if sporting programs and sport are good for our young people? New South Wales was spending six times the amount of money on Active Kids that Victoria was because it was so incredibly successful. And there are going to be a whole lot of kids throughout New South Wales now that don't have access to sporting clubs and all the benefits of sport through that one decision by Chris Minns to break an election promise to keep it and to then cut it.
Okay, divert children to sport. It seems to be a simple solution, but it's too difficult to even contemplate. Thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Ray.
Shadow Attorney General Alistair Henskins. The time is coming up to 20 past 10, 20 past 9 in Queensland.